Fresh Art International presents conversations about creativity in the 21st century. This is Fresh Art International. I'm Kathy Bird. Our podcast and radio show explore the world's cultural landscape. We engage at the intersection of digital media, sound art, and social practice to spark conversations about contemporary art, film, and architecture. Today, we introduce you to the Black family of Miami. They spell Black B-L-C-K in all caps. Nadja Moon, a multidisciplinary artist, is one of the Black family's co-founders. We catch up with her at one of their public performance events.
The Black family is an artist collective. There's about 10 of us that come together and put together different productions, different installations. Our primary program that we started with was a dinner. So we were just trying to be very conscious about tapping into all of the senses to provoke people to behave in a more kind way. So, you know, how does the way the food smell kind of elicit this nostalgia that makes you think of home or makes you think of grandma? And then we do it family style intentionally, so you're passing plates, you're saying please and thank you. So like that's always the goal, is how do we build genuine connections? How do we make people move in kindness and love? And so we do that with a dinner, and we do that with this music series, Freedom Sessions, where we try to create a space for primarily local artists that may be performing covers all over the city. How can we get them in an intimate space where they're performing their music in a way that's raw and genuine, and the audience can feed off of that?
Later, we reach out to Moon to learn more. All the members of your family are creatives themselves. You just published your first book, for example.
Yes, I did. I did. And we have musicians and photographers and stylists and filmmakers. And so that's kind of, you know, what I was talking about is like, how can I be of service to my brother or my uncle or, you know, whatever I want to call the other artists in the family? How can I be of service to them and help contribute to their work and vice versa? I've lived here now almost 10 years. It was 3 years ago that we were just kind of exploring different ways to create together. And it started with this really intimate dinner.
We're grateful for you being here and adding to the magic that's right here. I want to introduce to you Kenny, who's our chef tonight. He's going to talk about the menu, what we're eating. I also wanted to say thank you to Suki for taking our table to the next level with these flowers.
Oh,
she's
wow.
Right here.
James Klin has taken on the challenge of documenting these gatherings in a set of videos that you can explore online.
I am a full-time musician. Also do videography work as well.
I don't know what to tell you.
Black! Now I'm about to black. That's why they stand black. Cause everybody's black. It's that real black. That shit that make you feel black. You see, they're trying to kill black. That's why we need to build. That's why we need to build. Look.
Yeah, so the concept was really to just create a space where artists can have the light shine on them and people can really connect with them so they can actually build that following. Because it's very difficult to do so when you have a 5-minute set in between 14 other artists. By the time the fifth or sixth person performs, people are over it. You know, they have no emotional connection to the music. So we wanted to just make it. First, it was just a web series. Then Nadja said, you know, we should make this into a show. We could have people come out, buy tickets. And I said, that's a great idea. So that's what the Freedom Session is.
Now I'm about to black. That's why they stay in black. Everybody's black.
The Black family has become known for their roving Freedom Sessions. Each month, they design an intimate event to shine the spotlight on one of their cousins.
It's a part of our model to be constantly moving. So we're always looking for new spaces to inhabit and building new partnerships and diversifying our reach. It's really just about figuring out how can we impact that space in a different way.
In the office of a local magazine, Frankie Midnight shared his personal style of overdubbing and layering multiple instruments, guitars, drums, keyboards, and vocals.
Sometimes my mind plays tricks on my eyes. I feel very blind. Distorting truth to make me turn on my friend. And don't even know why.
A local chanteuse who goes by the name of Va took her turn at the microphone.
I really love intimate spaces like this where I can look people in the eyes while I'm singing. So if I can continue to do that in some way or another, I'd be really happy doing that. So I appreciate y'all.
We drop in on a Freedom Session featuring singer-songwriter Inez Barlatier at the Locust Project's art space. Barlatier sang, laughed, and told stories to a room full of fans. You've got a true gift, and I'm really happy that you shared it with us tonight.
Thank you. I really appreciate all the questions, the energy. It's really amazing because it's a very intimate performance that people are more open to ask questions and more open to know more about you.
What question was asked that made you think differently?
Where do you want to see your music in the future? What is your purpose for music? And I always hesitate with that question because I'm doing so many other things that I never think about the power music actually has. And every time I get to ask a question, it makes me think about, okay, I really need to figure out what I want to do with it. Because if I figure out what to do with it and work on it, then I can actually go somewhere with it.
And I heard your father is a tremendous inspiration for you. I'm interested in having you retell that little story about where you thought your love for music came from when you were a child.
My father, Jean Sebon, and his band, Kazakh Collection, they had a band in the 80s. My mom was part of it too. They would rehearse in our little office space.
Haiti, my mom, we. Haiti, chérie, moi.
Drums, the saxophone, the guitars, the Haitian music, roots music. I would be so into it that I would walk around with my big afro and diapers, with my fists in the air, walking back and forth to the music. Mom would grab me and tell me to go to sleep. I wouldn't go to sleep until I felt the vibration of the drum on the floor, and I would fall asleep on the floor like just like that.
Is there one thing you want everyone to know about you right now?
Follow me and the album is coming. The album is coming.
Isn't it fitting for the greatest people in history? Working hard and underpaid, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise.
Nadja Moon digs into why the Black family is determined to energize Miami's creative scene. There's a real sense of intimacy and caring that I feel in the dynamic of the event.
We want to use art as a tool to make people feel that thing.
How do you hope to make a difference in the local creative scene as a family?
As a family, we operate somewhat like an incubator, where between the 10 of us, we can go to each other for the resources and the things we need to improve our craft, to reach more people. And I think that those tentacles will continue to reach out to other collectives that we're close with. If that network can be built stronger and stronger, we can depend on each other to make whatever we want to make happen. We're just trying to kind of weave those things together as a community.
And what's your goal?
For me, my goal is to be able to wake up really proud of what I'm doing every day. And the Black family, I think, has changed my life in that way that I honestly am so proud to be a part of this thing and grateful for the opportunity to connect and build with the people that I've met through this project.
You're about to celebrate 3 years as the Black family. And so far, first 3 years, how does it feel?
It feels so good.
That's why we need to build. That's why we need to build. Look.
This is Fresh Art International. I'm Kathy Bird. The Black family is a true cultural force in Miami. The collective creates opportunities for individual artists to share their original music and poetry in intimate settings. Motivated by the desire to connect communities, the Black Family Manifesto is to encourage collaboration, foster creativity, and manifest love, giving artists the chance to use sound to set themselves free. Visit FreshArtInternational.com to learn more and hear other stories about art and community around the world. We invite you to subscribe, rate, and review Fresh Art International anywhere you go for podcasts. Thank you for listening. With the support of followers like you, we've been sharing these conversations since 2011. Now is the time to invest in Fresh Art International, because the Knight Foundation will double every donation you make. Go to FreshArtInternational.com and click on the red support button to give what you can. Stay tuned for more contemporary art talk.